Everybody's ready? Steve, it's really nice.
Board of Commissioners, public meeting Monday, November 18, 2019. The time is 7:05. Pursuant to the requirement of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, notice of this meeting was published in the November 29, 2018 issues of the Nutley Sun, the Herald News, and the Star Ledger. A copy of this notice has been posted on the Nutley Town Hall Bulletin Board, and a copy is on file in the Municipal Clerk's Office. Commissioner Rogers.
Here.
Commissioner Tucci.
Here.
Commissioner Evans.
Here.
Commissioner Petracco.
Here.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Here.
All present, Mayor.
Thank you, Madam Clerk.
Thank you.
Commissioner Petracco, what do you have today?
I have a report that usually I miss, and I didn't miss it tonight. I have one public hearing. This, I believe, is for the, let's see what I have. I have the handicap spot, and then I have the fire contract for 2017. I think, I don't know if I have any resolutions.
Yeah,
I do. Declare supporters drive sober or get pulled over. 2018 year-end holiday crackdown. Should that be 2019?
The GDPM, it's, yes, 2020.
It says get pulled over 2018 year-end holiday crackdown from December 11th. So that should, I'm thinking that should just
yes,
be 2019?
Yes, it should be, yes.
Okay. And then I have, I'm authorized of a non-fair and open to, this is the e-ticketing that we've been doing the last few years.
Thank you, Commissioner.
You're welcome.
Mr. Evans?
Thank you. I have a report for the Code Enforcement Department for the month of October. Joe, I see you're reading the salary ordinance on behalf of everybody.
So, surprised to you.
I have a bunch of.
Unless you want to just take credit for it yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Steve should.
Is that okay,
Steve
should.
Be clear.
Okay?
Throw the guy to the wolves.
I have 9 resolutions, so if you want to take a 5-minute intermission before I read them, you could. I have. It's the renewal of all the contracts of Cefelli for his legal services up in the code department, municipal tax appeal, that's Frank Zinna, Millennium, it's the annual contract. And we should sort of talk about that if you guys feel like we're getting all the value and benefit out of it. I cover the cost all in my department, but you know, I don't use it. But I want to make sure you guys are all satisfied with that renewal.
Well, they just helped us get $730,000 in change for
yeah,
Mark.
So
yeah,
I think
right that, there, I think it's a value.
Yeah, I think it's they're doing
yeah.
a great job. I just
yeah,
want to make
I know
sure
they
you
do
guys,
a lot in public safety yeah. and you know yeah. other places. I mean, it's a lot of public affairs. I think they do a good job.
They do our roadways.
Roadways, yeah. There you go.
Good. Good. They don't do anything in revenue.
Thank
Fridays,
you for picking
by
up
the
that
way.
Tab.
So just you guys remember me at your Christmas cards. Which I never get. Just
in the mail, Tom. The mail has not been consistent lately.
Wait, you want to talk about the mail? I just got a return letter from Microtech, which was the business before my business on Passaic Avenue. It was dated 2001. 2001.
You just got
it
that?
Was just returned. It's us, but it was addressed to Microtech. Like, where did they hide it?
What did the mail carrier look like? They must have been searching for 18 years.
18 years. You believe it? 18 no. years.
I should have called News 12. So,
Steve, get out.
I have
what a computer there.
I have renewal of Nizavachi as our auditors, Mark Hendricks as our appraiser, Glicino for Oprah and all the other stuff that's out there. And I have the Purchasing Alliance contracts. So number 295-19 is for the Purchasing Cooperative, one of the ones we belong to. The last three are all Purchasing Cooperatives. So it's just all these the renewal stuff that we have to do. And I have a need for an executive on personnel.
Thank you, Commissioner Rogers.
Mr. Mayor, I have one resolution, and that is an agreement with the Township of Montclair, who historically has provided us with very technical and professional health services. And believe it or not, it is a money saver for us, too.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Tucci?
Yes, I don't have a report. I have a change order for Viridian Environmental. This is relative to underground storage tanks, which hopefully we're winding up. I have the 2020 Shade Tree committee meeting schedule. I have an authorization to enter into a contract with Delta Dental, which carries with it a 3% reduction for a 2-year renewal, and an authorization to enter into a contract with Premier Vision Care for $1,564.
Thank you. The reduction is really good to hear. Is that from Trump's administration coming through the federal government by any chance?
Came through Joe Morello.
Close.
It was close, Joe, close. The federal government. We have similar assets.
Maybe.
Thank you.
That's all I have.
Two ordinance introductions is for the two salary ordinances. I have
a question. This is for the Teamsters, this one?
Yes.
I thought we were all going together with that, with the fire and all that. I thought we were going to do them all together.
So we're going to go through...
I'm going to say it to help.
You said that, right?
Yeah, we
so
said
So I'm doing 17, right?
Tonight,
yeah.
Sam?
Yeah.
So we don't have 18 and 19 on.
Yeah, but after the last meeting, we had said we were...
I thought you were sending up... All of them.
Yeah.
I thought you were sending up 17, 18, and 19.
We did 17 as in public hearing today.
I thought you did 17
a
while
ago.
We did the introduction. So this is the...
Yeah, but we were supposed to do the others for
18 and 19 for tonight, yeah. So we said at the last meeting.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. I thought you guys sent it up. Sal doesn't know. Guess not.
I was told it was just civilians and not to do the... The Teamsters weren't settling today because it was some...
Who
it
said
was
that?
Like where, how we were going to work out the numbers.
Whatever. Well, I mean, I could put it on the next meeting or whatever because truthfully, I need a memorandum
ready.
Of agreement.
No,
with, but I need a memorandum of agreement with
right.
the fire department
right.
anyway, so...
Right.
I probably just a cross up, no problem.
Yeah.
No, but, you know, we're all ready to settle. I mean, it's all done. It's just.
Sal, did you do the numbers for the fire department as well, or no?
No.
No?
Okay.
We should probably do them.
Yeah, no, we'll work
yeah.
on this
good
for
idea
the.
To do them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just need
I mean,
to
could
know.
We get it done before the first of the year with that? We could do the introduction the next meeting, and then
yes.
we have time.
Okay.
I'm fine with that.
Well, it'll be the first meeting in December, so you have to do it at the second meeting in the December.
So if we have 10 days in between, yes,
as long
I'll
as
have to
10
count
days,
the 10
right?
days.
Yeah,
so I'll get, we'll get the 10
we
days.
Should, but it's really 2 weeks, so that should work, the 10
yeah.
days. But it's got to be
yeah.
that first meeting in December.
To start processing
yeah.
now.
Yeah. yeah, it has to. It definitely has to be the first meeting in December.
Okay.
We'll okay.
have it.
And then you'll have it before the end of the year.
Perfect.
Okay.
And I have 5 resolutions.
You got change.
We have a transfer of personal person of Southside Grill, which is Luna Wood. Authorize and approve a raffle for the Nutley Youth Baseball. Announce our meeting schedule. Announce our holiday schedule. And designate the township's official newspapers and online newspaper. And that's all I have.
What's Lunica going to transfer it to?
It's Lenny told me it's internal.
It's internal. They took one person out, so it's just person
oh,
to
okay.
person within themselves.
Going into executive to discuss. Oh, Madam Clerk, what do you have? I'm getting ahead of myself. Sorry.
Thank you. I have no minutes this evening, but we have one social affair permit for the Historic Restoration Trust of Nutley. And that's it.
Counselor?
I have a potential litigation and then personnel. Potential litigation and personnel.
Personnel. All right. We have a motion to go to executive to discuss
personnel.
Mm-hmm. Personnel.
Oh, it's
potential
personal.
Litigation.
Yeah.
Just a motion.
Move it.
Second.
Whereas Section 8 of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, permits the exclusion of the public from meeting in certain
Georgia.
Circumstances. And whereas the public body is of the opinion that such circumstances exist, And whereas the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, the County of Essex, State of New Jersey, proceed to close the executive session, and now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, move into closed executive session to discuss personnel and potential litigation. Be it further resolved that the time such discussion may be disclosed to the public shall be when and such, and as such disclosure may be made without adversely affecting the Township of Nutley, pending and or anticipated legal, personnel, contractual matters, and other matters within the exceptions provided for by statute. Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
The time is 7:16. Hold on a second. Sound?